ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
さくらです。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Idiomatic Phrases Lesson 2。 さくらさん、
はい、
ようこそ。
はい、よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします、
はい、
So welcome to this series. Now、はい、this series focuses on, of course, idiomatic phrases taken from phrases made up of four Chinese characters、
yes.
four kanji、
うん、
And the goal here is to provide insight into the way Japanese people thinkand also to introduce people and get people familiar with kanji.
Yes.
And you are the ideal person to do that. So, Sakura-san, you know the format. Each lesson will cover two yoji jukugo. Today's lesson, what is our first candidate?
一念発起.
To make up one's mind strongly to accomplish something. To make up one's mind to do something.
Yes.
Can we have it one more time?One time slow, and then one more time, nice and fast.
Okay. 一年発起。一年発起。一年発起。
Now let's take a look at the four characters.、Mm. The first character is
一
meaning one.
Yes.
Second
年
wish. Third
初
to start from. And finally
起
rouse,、yes. wake up, stir.
So. But 初 becomes 発 when it's combined with ki. Not hatsuki, but hokki.
So one more time all together.
一年発起.
One wish start from rouse. Now, this is originally a Buddhist word or、mm. phrase, meaning to make up one's mind to take refuge in the Buddha and、mm. find enlightenment.
Yes, religious なのね.
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of changed and it kind of evolved to mean to make up one's mind andstrongly to accomplish something.
And many yoji jukugo comes from、these Buddhist concepts or words.
And、many derived from China.
Yes.
So now that we have this, what does it mean, Sakura-san?、
Hmm?
Well, that's what we're going to work on today. That's not, we want to introduce you to these things.
Yes.
But we also want to show you how to use them.
Yes.
So how would we use this? There's four characters、mm-hmm. in a row. How could we use it?
You canadd する
the verb to do.
Yes. And say 一年発起する.
So, to make up one's mind to accomplish something difficult. So, Sakura-san, can we have an example?
僕は学生時代ほとんど勉強しなかったが、一年発起して勉強し弁護士になった。ちょっと長かったかな?
Yeah, it's a little long.
long.
But I think it's okay if we break it down. But first, let's just go over the meaning. Now, although I didn't study when I was a student,I made up my mind to study and be a lawyer, and I made it.
Yes.
So it kind of represents, you know, really determining to do something、
yes.
and following through. Or I don't know about following through, but at least trying, giving、
so、
it a try.、
Mm-hmm. You start something.
Okay, and now let's just go back into there one more time and、get a look at it. What do we have for the first part?
僕は
So I
学生時代
When I was a student, at the time I was a student
ほとんど
Usually or hardly.
勉強しなかった.
Didn't study.
が.
But.
一年発起して.
I made up my mind.
勉強し.
Studied.
弁護士になった.
And became a lawyer. So it's funny, it sounds like the 一年 in there sounds like one year. 一年発起して. It sounds like.
ああ、そうか. Yeah.
It sounds to me like I took a year off.
So, 年がね、
一年を発起して、
うん、放棄して、
yeah.
放棄 is like discard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Different, ね、completely different.
Completely different.
So,
we have a pause in here. 一年発起。
そう、発起。
面白いです。
面白い。
How about another example?
私は一年発起して脱サラし、自分の会社を設立した。
I made up my mind to quit the salaried lifestyle.And established my own company. So again, we notice、this expression is used with the pseudo verb in the te form. して。
して。
一年発起して something something.
Yes.
So make up one's mind. I made up my mind to quit the salaried life and start my own company. Again, this is, you know, kind of a very big decision.
Yes.
You know, in the previous one, we had decided to study and become a lawyer.
So ですね。
Then we had decided to start my own company. So mm-hmm. kind of a life-altering
そうですね。
decision. Now, inside the PDF, there'll be one more example. Mm. So be sure to get the PDF.
Yes.
Now, to be perfectly honest, Sakura-san, I've never used this one.
Ah, maybe you never made such decision in your life.
What are you trying to say?
But maybe Japanese Pod 101 listeners might have made this 一年発起 to study Japanese. 一年発起して日本語を勉強している。
So I made up my mind to study Japanese.
Yes.
So really seriously, like, zone in on it.
Yes.
Okay, next we have
一目瞭然
Obvious at a glance.
Yes.
Yes.
これはもう popular ね。
Let's get the phrase one more time.
はい。一目瞭然
Okay, let's break it down by character. What do we have first?
一
One
目
I
瞭
Clear
然
Well. All together?
一目瞭然
One eye, clear, well. So, obvious at a glance.So we just looked at each character individually, but let's pair them together and look at what the pairs mean. What do you have first?
一目
So one eye means to take a glance together. Then we have?
瞭然
Which means?
Obvious.
As in very clear.
Yes.
Or completely clear. So when we put them together, it becomes obvious at a glance. Now let's go over the usage.
はい
Well, what do we have first? How do we use this?
Something は一目瞭然だ
So, something is obvious. So, this 四字熟語 is followed by the copula.
だ
Depending on the politeness level. So, it could just end the sentence, or it could be followed by だ, it could be followed by です,
です
but comes after, explaining what is obvious. So, can we have a sample sentence?
彼の顔を見たら、嘘をついているのは一目瞭然だ。
Ah, it's obvious that he is lying when you look at his face.
You can tell from his look.
It's obvious. I like this expression. One more time.
彼の顔を見たら嘘をついているのは一目瞭然だ。
Now, the grammar here is a little difficult, but again, inside the PDF, you can see the sentences. Also, if you use the grammar bank, you can work your way through these sentences if you don't understand them. But again,What we're focusing on here is the 四字熟語. Okay? Can we have another example?
その商品のウェブサイトを見れば、どんな商品か一目瞭然だ。
When you visit the website of that product, you can clearly see what kind of product it is. Okay? Again, this is inside the PDF. Now, I want to ask Sakura-san.
はい。
Give me an example of how you use this. Or when was the last time you used it?
あ
Frequency, how often?
そうですね。なんだろう。例えば、今日の文法は、PDF を見れば一目瞭然ですとかね。
ah, so today's grammar point, if you look at the PDF, it's obvious.
Yes.
Or it's clear.
すごいプレッシャーをかけて。
okay, so we had two expressions. Now, what we're going to do now is a little bit of a wrap up. Now,Sakura-san, we covered two expressions. The first one was?
一年発起
To make up one's mind to do something difficult. Now, on a frequency level, meaning how often it's used,What would you say? Out of 5 stars, what would you give this one?
そうね。2?
2. Yeah, I guess because you don't do it that often.
そうなの、そうなの。yes.
But it will appear in magazines and other things. So, but not used very often. How about the second one we covered today?
4, maybe?
So used pretty often.
そうですね。
I want to use the second one. I'm having a little trouble remembering it though. Ichimoku is very clear. One glance.But the second one is, I don't know, I need some kind of mnemonic to remember it.
瞭然
Ryōzen. I'll think about that. Anybody have any ideas? We would love to hear them.
そうですね。
Okay, so that is going to wrap up this lesson. Be sure to pick up the PDF. Again, inside the PDF, we have a very detailed explanation of the characters that make it up, the compounds found inside, the four-letter combination itself, plus example sentences. Pretty much everything we covered today.
今日のレッスンの PDF を見れば、今日のレッスンの内容は一目瞭然ですね。
Yes, if you take a look at the PDF of this lesson, what we covered is obvious.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is going to do it for today.
はい、またね。